down in her face with a plan, waiting for the results of a medical exam, and she's praying she doesn't need an abortion. She couldn't afford it.
The case against Harvey Weinstein.
In the wake of Hollywood's Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment and assault scandal, women and some men around the world are coming forward on social media.
Disclaimer, this podcast contains serious topics. Sexual assault, a topic that is controversial, sensitive, and often debated about. A topic that many refuse to talk about, even in today's modern society. In light of the Me Too and Time's Up movement, the conversation has changed. Women, teens, young adults, men, boys, and students have spoken up about their experiences that they have kept a secret. Today on our podcast, we will be reading sexual assault stories of students attending Licking Valley High School. Here's our question to think about throughout our podcast. How as a high school can we improve the way we handle sexual assault, harassment, rape in terms of both legally and socially? Before we get into the stories, we would like to provide a bit of information and facts. According to RAIN, Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, 1 in 9 girls and 1 in 53 boys under the age of 18 experience sexual assault or abuse. This is a heartbreaking statistic and reality for many. Also, according to RAIN, 80% of the perpetrators were parents and 6% was other siblings. Surprising, I know.
In our first story, a student tells us of a time someone her mom loved had betrayed her. When I was about 9, my mother was married to a man who I did not like at all. I was in our basement playing around on our piano and he came down and started to play with me. He ended up dragging me around and pulled my pants off of me. I ran into my room and told him I was telling my mother. He yelled at me not to. He then went on to give me the sex talk while drunk. I was 9. It makes it hard to be in a trusting relationship with anybody. I've developed severe social anxiety and am scared to be in a room alone with older men. When asked how society we could prove, the student said this. Stop blaming people for the way they dress because it's not always scantily clad teenagers who it happens to.
In our second story, written by a student who happens to be a boy, tells us a time someone he loved betrayed him. My story starts with a boy that I thought I loved. I've been dating him for a few months, and it was great up until one day when he came over to my house. I wasn't really in the mood to do anything sexual in the moment. I just wanted to watch a movie and cuddle. I let him know that when he went to go and kiss me. He didn't take that reaction well. He ended up telling me that it's okay and that we could cuddle after. I stood up for myself and pushed him away and said no. At that point, I could see the anger in his eyes. He pushed me down onto my bed, flipped me onto my stomach, and tried to pull my pants off of me. I ended up getting him off of me. That made him so mad, so he luckily gave up and went home. I didn't think boys could get sexually assaulted that often. I especially didn't think that I would be part of that statistic. I learned to be more careful about things. It still bothers me a little when I think about it. When asked how society we could improve, he said this. I think it needs to be talked about and addressed more often. Like I said at the end of my story, I didn't think things happened to boys very often, and here I am. If I had been taught more about it earlier, or I may not have been so shocked after. Students need to understand that they have places to go that they can have their voice heard. Our third story is one that is hard to hear. I was at a friend's party in February and I got very drunk and I had to go to her room to lie down because I felt sick. After laying there for a while, I felt someone come lay beside me on the floor and begin to try to put his hands in my pants. I kept pushing him out and away, and then he tried to grab my hand and put it in his pants. Meanwhile, the party is still going on, so no one could hear me quietly and drunkenly say, "No, stop, I have a boyfriend. Who are you?" He rolled me on my back, and since I was laying in the dark, I didn't see his face. He then tried to pull my pants down, and he already had his hand down, and I felt his penis touch my leg. He kept trying to rape me, but I fought back. Eventually, he gave up and called me an ugly whore and left the room. When asked how society we could approve, they said this. Whether we like it or not, sexual assault happens all the time. More to girls, and we need to stand together and learn to fight back, even if we are afraid, and we also need to know how to speak up. I know I want to, but I'm too scared to. I'm surprised I even did this. Although this podcast may have been hard to listen to, we hope that you have learned something. In today's modern society, there should be zero excuses as to why we still judge, victim shame, slut shame, and blame teens who are victims of sexual assault. High school should be speak out and provide help for their students and set an example for the young minds they influence. If you are in need of someone to talk to, help, or guidance, please call these numbers. Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673. Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-8255. Domestic Abuse Hotline, 1-800-799-7233.